Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we talked about getting ready for buying a home. And one of the things that we talked about last week is getting rid of credit card debt. Now, today, you're going to give us an example as to why that is so important and why you should stay on top of your credit card debt always.
Right. Well, first of all, let's do this. I want to encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. I'll put a link on the homepage to two relevant blog posts on this. And what we're talking about here and what we've talked about in the past is your credit utilization ratio. What that's about is how much of your available limit are you using? So if you have a $1,000 limit, how much is on your bill for that statement? $200, $500, $1,000, $1,100. You can actually go over. So that's the key. It's credit utilization. And we talked about last week that if you wanted to be mortgage ready, you really had to get your credit card debt under control. We talked about ways of doing that. But let me give you a concrete example from my wife's and I's credit to show you the impact of just carrying a balance on your credit card. People think that if you pay your bill on time, that's enough. It's not if you want excellent credit. So my wife had to make a large purchase. She put it on a credit card. On that particular credit card, it took about 50% of her available credit, okay, on that particular card. But overall, because she has five or six cards, we've talked about it, that as a strategy to keep your credit utilization ratio down.
Right.
She went from 2% utilization, that's where she normally is. This one charge took her to 12%. 12%, that means she has 88% more balance of her available credit. Randy, her score dropped 74 points.
That is horrible. I mean, that's just horrible to me.
Think about that. 74 points. It went from an 803 to a 729.
That's crazy.
Now, if you were in the mortgage process when that happened, that may fundamentally change your interest rate, your eligibility for a mortgage, your mortgageability. Now, here's another thing before we wrap this up. I'm an authorized user on that account. And Randy, I didn't do anything. I just am an authorized user. The account reports to my credit report. My credit utilization ratio went from 1% to 11%. And my score dropped 30 points.
Wow.
From an 809 to a 779.
Wow. So paying those balances off is crucial.
Absolutely. Because that's 30% of your score.
Yeah.
That's 30% of your score. So here's the fundamental rule. When you apply for a mortgage, once that loan officer pulls your credit report and tells you that you're good to go, you're pre-approved, do nothing else on your credit. Because it can change your situation. Just something like that. If that happened to coincide with closing on a mortgage and your score drops 74 points, your deal is off.
Yep.
So that's the fundamental rule. Once you apply, do nothing on your credit.
Period.
Right. And if you have to do something, you need to consult with your loan officer about the impact of it before you do it. I've seen people just mess stuff up just by doing this.
Wow. Incredible and great testimony to help people get mortgage ready. And again, go to moneysmartlife.org. And for other archives, you can hit my website at takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.